We are halfway through 2023. And if you are feeling the same trend I'm noticing with many others, sort of a slump, or you feel like you're beating yourself up because you fell off track with your goals, don't worry. Today's episode, I'm going to share the secret sauce to get you back on track. And the great news is it's all done in one simple step. So get ready, buckle up. Today is going to be a quickie episode to get you back on the horse. So giddy up, baby. Welcome to the Empowered Artist Podcast, where you will get all the strategy to sell your art online. I'm Jenna Webb. I've turned over 750 artists into artpreneurs. I'm an artist, marketing expert, coach, founder of Artpreneur Academy, chronic illness warrior, and your new art business bestie. When I retired from corporate to live my dream life as an artist, there was no example for me to follow. But as I started to grow a six-figure art business, I was able to map out a complete step-by-step blueprint for successfully creating and marketing online art businesses. If I can learn how to be an artist in my 30s, I can teach you how to run a business now. As the how-to girl, I'll give you the tips and tricks that will actually grow your art business. So tune in each week as we simplify art marketing, make selling your work fun, and elevate your artpreneur mindset so that you feel like the badass artist that you are, even on the tough days. I am on a mission to transform the mindset and income of artists everywhere. So if you're ready to live your dream life as a full-time artist, let's do the damn thing. Well, hey, beautiful soul. Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Artist Podcast. I am so glad you're here. And I want to talk to you today about the summer slump. If you've been tearing yourself down for what you haven't done when it comes to your goals or what hasn't gone to plan, it is okay. It's never too late to begin again and get back on track. I don't want you to remain in this period of what we call the summer slump, or what my girl Lana Del Rey would call summertime sadness. So we're going to get out of that today. I want you to redirect that thinking and think about how far you have come from January 1st and what you have been able to accomplish since then. Whatever you did set your sights on, you have become a more evolved person since then. Celebrating small wins is so important, and forward progress is always worth celebrating. We are celebrating forward progress in our Empowered Artists Facebook group all the time. I welcome you to come join us. Just go to jennawebart.com/podcast and come join us in our free community. So let's dive in on how to immediately get back on track with your big vision for 2023. So I'm wondering if you saw the same documentary I did on Netflix called Stutz. It is a documentary by Jonah Hill, a beloved actor, and he is giving us behind the scene sessions with his therapist, Phil Stutz. There is a major takeaway from this documentary that will help us with our art goals for the rest of the year. Stutz is definitely not like a lot of other therapists. He doesn't just listen to people's problems. Instead, he's all about giving his patients really practical tools to create the change that they want. And he's very cool and down to earth, and there's definitely a lot of four-letter words thrown in, so you know I love that. And what I think every art business owner can really benefit from in this documentary is a concept called a string of pearls. The idea of the string of pearls is simply putting one foot in front of the other, adding the next pearl to the string, where you're not focusing on the results you're after. Instead, you're just focusing on taking the next logical step, no matter how big or small the step is. For example, when I set out to create this podcast and I knew I was going to do weekly shows, I wasn't thinking about the 52 podcasts I was going to have to create for the whole year. And when I sit down to write an episode, I'm not thinking about the 1,000 plus words I'm going to need to write or how many listeners I hope are going to tune into the show. I start by just choosing a topic I'm passionate about. Then my second string on the pearl is simply to write an outline for the podcast. And then I just add the next pearl to the string. So if you want to start a new art collection, let's say you're a painter, you're not going to think about the collection in its entirety. That's very overwhelming. The first step is to simply choose the color palette or whatever your creative process may be. Let's say you want to plan social media content for the week. That can be an overwhelming task. Instead of getting overwhelmed, if you wanted to add just the next pearl to the string, the first step may be just taking photos the prior week ahead in a single studio session. Empowered Artist Podcast listeners, I love you so much. How would you like to listen to this podcast with a fresh new pair of Beats headphones or have $50 Amazon cash to spend on whatever you want? To enter to win these prizes, follow the show, then scroll past the episodes and hit the 5-star rating and write a review. I will be announcing winners when we hit milestones like 55 reviews, 75 reviews. I'm sure we can blow past 100 reviews. I'm going to be sending out screenshots of the winning reviews in my email newsletter. Sign up for my email newsletter at jennawebart.com/podcasts. It's linked in the show notes. I'm so excited. Pause the show right now, follow, and write a 5-star review. I can't wait to see it. I hope you win one of the hot podcast summer prizes. That's why the string of pearls resonates with me so much. Forward movement is the secret to success in business. Because if you get really fixated on a big, hairy, audacious goal, like quitting your 9-to-5 to become a full-time artist, or earning $10,000 a month, these goals can paralyze you because you're thinking about the end result. But instead, if you focus on just putting one foot in front of the other or adding the next pearl to the string, then you can quickly create massive momentum because you're building confidence along the way. And that's going to carry you through to the end goal. Because let me tell you, if you don't enjoy the journey and you don't enjoy the process, then what the hell are you doing it for? The journey is just as important as the end goal. You have to fall in love with the process and the journey. It has to be equally as enjoyable as that end goal that you're after. That's exactly what happened to me when I retired from corporate. I was taking a million tiny steps that I really couldn't see the connection of these steps to the end goal. But as soon as I reached the finish line, I was able to look back and see how the dots connected. So if you want to make the second half of 2023 big for your art business, here's the lesson. Don't focus on the end goal. Focus on adding that next string to the pearl of strings. The best next step I can recommend for you is to complete my free Artpreneur Challenge. I have brought it back for a limited time by very popular demand. In each training session, I'll walk you through a crucial mind shift, and I will challenge you to take one single powerful action, all in less than 15 minutes per session, and it's all on demand and bingeable right now. Because you guys, it's all about falling in love with the process, and you have to have a killer artpreneur mindset to not just create a business that you're going to run for a day, but to have the longevity to create the freedom to do what you love for your whole life. Success is 95% mindset and 5% strategy. And having an unshakable artpreneur mindset is the number one way to be able to sell your art full-time and create the life that you've always dreamed of. And the best way to get the unshakable artpreneur mindset is in my Artpreneur Challenge. The challenge is an $800 value, but right now it is free on my website. It's back by popular demand for a limited time only. To start the challenge and even finish it today, head to jennawebart.com/artpreneurchallenge or click the link in the show notes. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Empowered Artist Podcast. If this one got you jazzed, I would love it if you shared it with a friend who also needs to hear this message. Share it on social media, and I can't wait to see you in our Facebook group. I'll see you right here next week.